Meet our local community folks making a difference here in Harney County. Join Mindy Gould in studio right now. It's Harney County Live, right here on 92.7 KZHC.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Harney County Live here on 92.7 KZHC. I'm Mindy Gould, and my guest today is Josh Hansen, Forest and Range Ecological Coordinator. Good morning.
Morning.
So go ahead and tell me a little bit about yourself. What brought you here?
So I grew up in Western Oregon, and then I went to school at Oregon State, got a range degree there, went and worked for a couple ranches after that, and then went back to school at Montana State, where I got another range degree, and then worked for a ranch for a little bit after that and saw this job come up, and I really liked what I read about the job description and thought it'd be an interesting job to apply for, so.
Now, when you say that you went to Montana State and got another range degree, how many are there?
There's one range degree. I got a bachelor's in Corvallis, and I got a master's at Montana.
Gotcha. So what exactly is a range degree?
So rangeland management. Basically, rangeland is an ecosystem, dry, arid, not a lot of rain. You know, we're in one right now, and learning how that system functions, whether it's the water, the grass, the soil, grazing, that's kind of what I really enjoyed about my degree.
So it's like a science.
Yeah.
More science and everything. So what kind of schooling and stuff did you have to go through for all that?
Oh, just mainly those classes, soil, a lot of plant classes. I got a minor in animal science because I really enjoy the grazing interaction between cows and grass and how that works. So I wanted to better understand that. And so I took some beef classes and, mostly a lot of grass and shrub and plant
and
classes.
Taking the animal science class, do you feel that that's helped you in where you are now?
Yeah, I think so. It's taught me a little bit of the basics, just enough to start learning things in the real world and be able to apply some things. You know, I think school gives it can give a good base understanding, but then when you get out and start working, you learn a lot more.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, you kind of get booted out into the real world.
Yeah.
and what did you do before all of this? I mean, is this what you've done from the get-go?
School and then ranched and then went to school again and then ranched. And I haven't ranched a long time, but that's just what I wanted to do in between school because I thought it would help make me a better, well-rounded applicant or just a person, you know, having a little bit of the science knowledge, but also the real-world application. I think those need to go hand in hand. So.
And then what made you want to do this?
Truthfully, looking on the job description, it sounded like they needed a personable, range-minded person. And I really enjoy making connections with people, learning about their story, why they do what they do, what they find interesting about it. So I thought it'd be a good time. Like, I feel like I'm just getting paid to talk to people, learn about people, and bring people together. So I was pretty excited about that.
So how did you decide your courses and stuff like that in college? How did you decide to become, to manage or a major and get a bachelor and all that kind of stuff in range?
Once you declare for your rangeland management degree, they have some courses that you can choose from, and then out of those courses I just tried to focus most of them towards like grazing and learning more about that, so that's basically how I selected those classes.
And so you work for High Deserts?
Yes.
And what is your job?
Yeah, so I'm employed by High Desert Partnership, and then High Desert Partnership has 6 collaboratives. So my job is to support 2 of those collaboratives, the Forest and Wildfire Collaborative.
And what are those?
So the Harney County Wildfire Collaborative, which HCWC, and then the Harney County Forest Restoration Collaborative, HCFRC. Those 2 collaboratives basically have a diverse partners, stakeholders. So that's, county, state, federal employees, but ranchers, loggers, and they're kind of split up, obviously, as you would think. The forest forest-focused people are more in the forest collaborative, and the wildfire, more range side are more in the wildfire collaborative. There is some mix over in some of the partners, and I think there's a benefit to that too.
And so what do you do? What is your job description?
Yeah, so as a coordinator, I really help support those two collaboratives. So we get together and meet a lot. And so what that looks like is I'll help send out some emails, try and connect people if they have some questions about, you know, if I'm talking with somebody and they mention something that another person's specialty comes to mind, I'd be, oh, hey, have you talked to this person before? I am learning that the natural resource community in Burns is very connected. So most of the time they have, but just thinking of how to connect people like that. And also our main focus is on the ecological side. So what happens out on the land? So on the forest, the Forest Service is a partner there, and we go out and we'll visit field trips for what they are looking to do in the forest, and then we try and bring the collaborative maybe out to those projects that we're looking at and just have a discussion on what's going out there, why they're doing what they want to do, and get input, whether that's from Forest Service, loggers, like I said, county, state officials, and then conservation groups. I think they all have something important to bring to the table and something to see. And then with the wildfire group, very similar thing. Right now we have a Stinking Waters project, and I think you have folks coming on Monday to talk mm-hmm. about that, so I won't get in too deep there. But
well, if you're part of the project, yeah, go ahead and talk about it a little bit, because you guys all do different. Yeah.
No, I'm in my job with both those collaboratives is a lot of behind the scenes stuff. It's setting up meetings, taking meeting notes, sending those out, and basically just trying to help facilitate conversations, but also help have productive conversations when the group comes together. So I am a neutral party in that. So I have some background in range and forest, but I try to stay out of that as HDP. So we try to stay neutral in those conversations and really see what the collaborative comes to. And that's what we try and do.
So do you go out in the field with the guys at all or anything like that?
Yeah, so we do set up field trips. The forest, I know the Forest Collaborative, they go out a lot to field trips. And then right now the Wildfire Collaborative is mostly online in our conversations. But I've been here 3 months too, so
just still learning the ropes of it. Nothing like a new job.
There's a lot of on-the-job training for this. And I
100%.
I kind of enjoy it because it's you got to learn it quick, and there's a lot to learn. So
well, at least it's something different every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And so it makes the day go by quick and exciting.
Yeah.
Perfect. Well, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Harney County Live here on 92.7 KZHC.
You don't have to be a doctor, nurse, or medical professional to work at Harney District Hospital. The hospital employs numerous clerks, assistants, cooks, environmental service workers, and more. In addition to competitive wages, all full and part-time positions offer retirement options, as well as medical, dental, vision, life, and emergency air transportation insurance. Join the hospital team today. Find job listings online at jobs.harneydh.com. That's jobs.harneydh.com.
Attention Grant and Harney counties, are you looking for a wood splitter? JD Rents and Outdoor Power Equipment in John Day now has them in stock. Find the Oregon 25-ton vertical horizontal with side tray priced now at just $1,699. Looking for a wood splitter but need more power? The 35-ton size with a Honda engine, those are priced at $2,599. Call now if you're interested, 575-1156. That's 575-1156, or pop into JD Rents and Outdoor Power Equipment in John Day.
How is your Christmas shopping going? Looking for something for the men in your life? You might not think a Bolt Petroleum plant would have great gifts, but you might not know we have some stocking stuffer ideas as well. Come on down to 429 Crane Boulevard and see if that guy in your life would like a case of Power Service Diesel Clean or Clear Diesel Supplement, Window Wash, Lucas Hot Rod Oil for that muscle car, 2.5 or 5 gallon Tough Jugs, or maybe one of each. How about a Lincoln Power Luber, Automatic Grease Gun, Octane Boost, or Leb Substitute? Shopping local supports our communities. It's Stobbinson's, 573-2622. Energy, community, service.
get the coffee. We'll get the news. Back to Harney County Live on 92.7 KZHC.
Good morning and welcome back. And thank you for tuning in to Harney County Live here on 92.7 KZHC. My guest today is Josh Hansen, and you are a forest and range ecological coordinator. So you were talking just right before we went to break about different projects and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. What projects are you guys currently working on right now?
So in the Wildfire Collaborative, I would say we have the Stinking Waters Project, and I think the group chose that as an area based off of what is there. There's a lot of annual grasses, and there's juniper encroachment, both two things that I really want off the land. But they chose that as an area that is of high priority and wanted to focus a lot of their work there. So that's the project that we're working on in the Wildfire Collaborative. And then the Forest Collaborative is a lot of what the Forest Service proposes as treatments, whether it's fuel treatments or just whatever they want to do, we kind of look into that.
So like before or after fires and stuff like that. So do you guys look at the trees in the ground and the forestry and stuff like that after fires and try to bring it back or?
Yeah, it's more, I don't know if we have, the impact that we would have on the management is more just through conversations and just figuring out, hey, what, you know, the Forest Service manages the forest, so seeing what they do, but having input and then them taking that in and listening to that, that's kind of how I would see the collaborative part working. But yeah, we can go in and look at burns after or if there's some trees that need to be cut. With the forest, there's a lot of small younger trees growing up that are really thick, and mm-hmm. Those are not good when a wildfire goes through.
So. Definitely. And so do you work kind of with them when they're doing like the prescribed burnings and all that kind of stuff?
No, that's more, I mean, they handle that. They do a lot of the land management stuff. HDP doesn't really do land management, but it's more of those conversations that might go into that of, hey, you know, why are you guys doing this? And I think there's great guys over there that know what they're doing. So they have their experience and history there too, but just learning more about it, why they're doing what they're doing and why they're choosing where they're choosing. So that's where the collaborative comes in, I would say.
Gotcha. And then with the Stinking Water Project, you brought up the juniper and stuff. Mm-hmm. So were you guys trying to get rid of it over there or what?
Yeah, I'm for cutting juniper all the time. It takes a lot of water out of the ground that native plants could be getting. And I just think it wrecks the ecosystem or the land there. So yeah, it's the collaborative part is in the Stinking Waters, there's a lot of mixed ownership. So with that, you can't just say, I think the project area is like 312,000 acres that we identified. So you can't just say, we're going to cut juniper mm-hmm. all the way across that. Yes, that's the goal, but different land management has different drawbacks, whether it's a process they have to go to, the actual labor, the funds. So those are the roadblocks that we kind of run into and trying to work together on of, hey, this is what we're doing. What are you going to be doing? And my perfect example of what collaboration is four land ownerships butt up into a corner and all four people decide they want to spray individually or herbicide for annual grasses that year. Well, collaboration looks like all those four people talking together and saying that. And then rather than hiring somebody to spray four pastures individually, they come together and they combine their herbicide and they just get it all sprayed on one day or one week. So that's my perfect example of collaboration. And then there's a lot of work to get to there. So that's what I help with is the work to get there.
And so with like the Stinking Water Project that you guys are working on, you know, like you said, in your perfect world, you'd get rid of all the juniper and stuff yep. like that. And like you said, there's tons of homeowners and landowners over there. So say that you guys want to start clearing out, you know, the juniper, the sage, whatever. Mm-hmm. Are the homeowners, the landowners responsible for those costs? I mean, how does that work?
Yeah, how people get money. I think there's a lot of different ways. There's some government programs. There's some grants gotcha. That come down. Yeah, how people get the money is, I still haven't figured that out yet, but I think there is money sometimes coming in, and whether it's through grants or there are programs with different organizations that can help cut costs, but I think at the end of the day, the landowners probably have to pay for some of it too. So.
And then do you have any other projects that are going to be taking effect or happening this summer?
With the Wildfire Collaborative, I think we're focusing on the Stinking Waters project, but I'm very interested in, you know, we are Harney County wide, so I'm interested to see what other areas we can start up. If there are focal areas that the collaborative wants to focus on, I think it would be cool to branch out and go to different areas and get more people involved. And then with the Forest Collaborative, we're going to look at some of the projects that they have proposed for their fuels treatment or forest management for this summer. So we'll go on some field trips there.
Oh, neat. So are there any projects or anything that you are kind of wanting to take a look into?
I mean, anytime there's a project to cut juniper, that's my passion, like I said. But I just, whatever the collaborative wants to do to move forward, that's kind of what I try and help with. And what I would like to say my answer is what progresses the collaborative. So,
and what is the the goal and like kind of the point of your position, your job?
Again, just helping people come together, but support those two collaboratives. And I think the goals of the two collaboratives are actually similar, creating a fire resilient landscape. So trying to make the Stinking Waters or the forest, and trying to help them do what they do, but like the land managers do what they do on the land, but helping them through the conversations or just to make that landscape more resilient to fire, because we don't want, you know, a large...
We have enough of those.
Large wildfire going across the land, so...
Definitely, we don't. We do not want that. Well, we're going to take another quick break. You're listening to Harney County Live here on 92.7 KZHC.
Hello, Harney County. Craig here with Ed Stobbinsons. The fuel market is competitive by nature, and competition is good. And with rising energy costs, everyone wants the best deal, and I want you to get the best deal too. In order to make that possible, how about this great deal? We'll match our competitors. Bring us a price, and we'll match or beat with a comparable product or service. Now remember, we have to compare apples to apples, but whether it's apples or oranges, or really, oils or lubes, we have what it takes to make your farm, ranch, business, or hobby work. Ed Stobbinsons, 573-2622. Energy, community, service.
Steel, tools built for real people and dealers who deliver real service. Hi, this is Robert at your servicing dealer. Find steel combi systems with attachments for blowing, trimming, edging, and more. Combi power heads start at just $199.99 and attachments from $59.99. Need a pressure washer? We have industrial strength and light duty models for all projects. Shop local, shop steel, shop JD Outdoor and Power Equipment in John Day.
Harney District Hospital and its clinics offer an extensive range of healthcare services, including 24/7 emergency and surgical care, family care, obstetrics, laboratory testing, diagnostic imaging, infusions, pain management, transitional care and outreach and education. Nutrition, physical, respiratory, and speech therapies are also available. And if that's not enough, visiting specialists add dermatology, orthopedics, vascular surgery, cardiology, and oncology to the growing list of services provided. Visit HarneyDH.com to learn more.
You get the coffee, we'll get the news. Back to Harney County Live on 92.7 KZHC.
Welcome back, and thank you for tuning in to Harney County Live here on 92.7 KZHC. My guest today is Josh Hansen, who works with the High Desert Partnership, and you are the Forest and Range Ecological Coordinator. That is quite the mouthful.
Yeah, I have abbreviated that a little bit when I go to introduce myself, or I just say I work for High Desert Partnership. It's sometimes quicker.
But. Oh, just a little bit. So go ahead and tell me a little bit about High Desert Partnership.
I will say that the holes that I miss in describing it are on our page, our webpage, so that it does a lot better there. But yeah, High Desert Partnership, the tagline is working together for Harney County. And I think that is it's truly the goal and the heart of High Desert Partnership is to try and get folks in Harney County working together, because I think as if we do work together on especially big projects, like we can go farther rather than if you're working together by yourself. Whether you run out of funds or ideas, or I know I will always say that I'm not the smartest person in the room, so it is nice to be able to reach out to people that have the experience managing the land and seeing, you know, we're new here to Burns, but seeing there's people that have lived here 30, 40
generations. Yes.
Yeah. So asking them, hey, how have you seen this land respond? How have you seen this change? And bringing in those different ideas, I think that's, I guess, the goal of HDP, and in that collaboration, that's what we do, is just bringing those extra ideas. And
now, do you know if you're going to be a part or work on part of like the water crises that's happening around here in the basin?
Under my job, I don't think I will be super involved in that, but personally, I am interested in that, so I do track it. But with what HDP is helping out with, I won't take an active role in that, but I'll probably come to meetings or learn more about it.
Now, are you the only coordinator, or are there others?
Yeah, there are others. I think so. I do the forest and range, or forest and wildfire collaboratives, and then we actually just hired another gal, Melissa, and she's helping with Harney Basin Wetlands Collaborative. And then we have a shared science and monitoring coordinator, and that's Kaylee. And yeah, so with those, I work with those two collaboratives. Melissa does that third one, and then Brenda and Becky help out with the other three.
Wow. And so are there times that all of you guys get together and, you know, put your heads together and try to figure out the projects and stuff like that, even though you may not specialize in water?
I think there'd be better people to help out on getting ideas for that. I think when we come together, it's more of the talking about the collaboration process. And obviously with COVID and moving back to some hybrid meetings, we're missing a lot of face-to-face there. That's what I really enjoy. So having those conversations with some people in the room or some people online or all online, that is harder for the collaborative process. But I think we're adjusting to that, and I think we've done a pretty good job of adjusting to that with what we're doing.
So say, like, for example, like the Stinking Water Project, how do you go about talking to the landowners and stuff like that? How do you get all that information?
Well, I think I know just recently we did send out a newsletter, but I mean, if they want to collaborate, the collaborations are open to anybody. So going out, landowner participation and involvement is something that I really would like, because they're there, they're using the land, they know how it responds. But sometimes the meetings are hard to come to, or you know, they don't have Wi-Fi, so we're working at different ways around that. But I'm always looking for landowner input.
And have you, or are you willing, or can you go door to door knocking, talking to people?
I'd be willing to go door to door. Yeah, I think a lot of us would be. I just don't want to go knocking on the wrong door, I guess.
Open it up with a...
Yeah.
Well, we're just about out of time. Is there anything that you want to throw in?
No, wrapping up. I'm happy to be here and showing up for the winter. I enjoy the winters in Burns, and just a little bit that I was in Harney County before. It's nice, so...
Now, what were you doing in Harney County prior?
Working on a ranch down south.
Oh, so. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. But. Well, perfect. Well, I really appreciate you coming on and talking about your position, your new position.
Yeah.
And working with Harney County, or High Desert Partnership. Yeah. Harney County. Well, you are working with Harney County too.
Yep.
So thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And thank you for tuning in to Harney County Live. I will chat with you guys on Monday.
That's another edition of Harney County Live, every weekday morning on 92.7 KZHZ.
The Attention, Grant and Harney counties. Are you looking for a wood splitter? JD Rents and Outdoor Power Equipment and John Day now has them in stock. Find the Oregon 25-ton vertical horizontal with side tray priced now at just $1,699. Looking for a wood splitter but need more power? The 35-ton size with a Honda engine. Those are priced at $2,599. Call now if you're interested. 575-1156. That's 575-1156 or pop into JD Rents and Outdoor Power Equipment and John Day.
Please continue to protect yourself and others against COVID-19. Get vaccinated, wear a mask, wash your hands, maintain physical distancing, and stay home when you are sick. If you are still unsure about whether you should receive a COVID-19 vaccine, talk to your primary care provider or find facts on the CDC's website. This message was brought to you by Harney District Hospital. Harney District Hospital, enriching lives through better health.
Here at Ed Staub & Sons, we are wishing you the best of blessings this holiday season. I wrote all of my great customers a little poem. May your year be filled with low prices and no crisis, high margins and great bargains, green fields with great yields, fat cattle and no battles. May your new year have these gifts. Let us help you this coming season. Here at Ed Staub & Sons, we are wishing you the best of blessings this holiday season. Ed Staub & Sons, energy, community, service.